calling the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. This call will be recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance purposes. Please listen carefully before making your selection. If you are a member calling, press 7. If you are calling on an FEP postal member, press 1. All other calls remain on the line. Please enter the 8-digit member ID number without the letter R.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Federal Employee Program. My name is Beth. I'm located in Washington State. To get us started, may I have your first name and last initial, please?
Yeah. My first name is Neil, and last initial is V for Victor.
Thank you, Neil. May I have a good callback number for you?
Yeah, it's 7183047355.
If necessary, may I leave a voicemail at that number?
Yes.
Are you calling as a third-party agency on the provider's behalf, or are you calling directly from the provider's office?
I'm calling from provider office.
May I have the rendering provider NPI, please?
Yeah, it's 1-877-777-268.
May I have the name of the provider as well as an address?
Yeah. Jason Atiman, and the address is 1600 116th Avenue, Northeast 204, Bellevue, Washington 98004.
Thank you. May I have the first and last name of the member, please?
Yeah, sure. Member name is Cal Mowat, and the date of birth is September 25th of 1985.
And how may I help today?
Yeah. So, this claim was earlier denied for timely limit filing has expired. So, we have sent an appeal for this claim. And as I'm saying here that we got a new ERA. And according to that, this claim, there is one CPT which has been paid, but there is one more CPT. Actually, there are both two CPTs. One CPT has paid and second CPT has denied for timely filing limit, which I don't understand, because both CPT code has billed on the same day and both has denied earlier as TFL. Then why one CPT has been paid and one CPT has denied for the same reason?
I'm not sure. I do need some claim information so I can pull it up and look at it.
Okay, sure. So, what details do you want to pull up the account?
Date of service and total charged amount.
Yeah, it's January 4 of 2025 and total bill amount is $2,168. And I'm requesting you to send this claim to reprocess.
If I'm able to do so, I will. Just a moment, please. I'm going to do some research. Just a moment, please.
Sure.
Hi, Neil.
Yeah.
So I did see that there was an issue with that claim. I have sent it back for further review. The call reference number is going to be 424-8555, and we ask the usual 30 to 45 days.
Okay, just a minute. Can you spell your name?
Bravo Echo Tango Hotel. Initials for my last name is B for Bravo.
Okay, got it. So, are you able to help me with the claim number which starts from R?
We don't use R for our claim numbers, just our member IDs.
Okay, no problem. So I have another claim. I just want to know that details, claim details as well.
Is it for the same provider,
yeah.
MPI?
Yes, exactly. All claims going to under same provider.
Okay, may I have the next number ID?
Sure, definitely. Just give me a moment. Okay, so the next member ID will be it start from three letters. It's Z for Zebra, L for Lima, F for Frank, 11003376 8.
That's not going to be one of the federal employee program member IDs.
Okay.
It might be one of the commercial. All of our IDs start with the letter R and are only 8 digits long.
Okay, so you can help me only for with the those member ID we start from R, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Let me check that member ID if I have. Give me a moment. Just a minute, I'm checking that. So I don't have the another claim, so this was the last claim. So thank you very much, and thank you for your help.
I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too. Bye.